الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذي اصطفى. أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Beloved ulama, elders in Islam, alhamdulillah, listening to Mulana Muhammad Sahab only brings tears to the eyes to think as that how do we get this good opportunity to be in the company of the friends of Allah and those who are preserving deen in the theater. Sometimes a person wonders and thinks that there are so many people around in the country, in this world, and specifically our country, but from them Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala allows us to sit in the company and chooses us to be connected to these individuals. This is only Allah's extreme kindness. And when we get the flavor of Medina, flavor of true deen, flavor of akhirat, flavor of Rasulullah ﷺ's life in these gatherings, the sweetness, the enjoyment that we experience here, you can't experience anywhere in the world. Allah give us that true understanding and open up our eyes to make us realize it. I tell always the friends when we hear from the elders, only just quoting what our elders teach us and our sheikh, that try and get the mizaj of deen and to look at everything through the eyes, that we must look at everything through the eyes of deen. Look at everything through the eyes of akhirat. Look at everything through the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that was the mizaj and the temperament of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That whenever any decision was to be made, they looked at it, that will this benefit my akhirat? And what deen has to say about it? Hazrat mentioned yesterday when we were sitting with Hazrat mentioned some people look at things through the economic, in a political view, or scientific view, or in an economical way. But we should have the eyes, and we should make this dua also. Oh Allah, let me look at everything through the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, let me look at everything through the eyes of deen. Oh Allah, let me look at everything through the eyes of what your pleasure is, what is your happiness. Like very, very beautifully in Fadaila Amal it comes, that don't leave making salah in the masjid. If you start making salah in your homes and in the marketplace, then you will leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no sooner when you leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will go astray. However, we will make a lot of excuses. No, we can't make jamaat, we can't do this, we can't do that. However, he makes, as the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, makes an ajeeb point, and he says that the purpose of salah is to please Allah, is to make Allah happy. So why don't you make the salah in a way that is pleasing to Allah? And if we keep this in every action that we are going to do, in every endeavor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes on, that what's going to make Allah the most happy in this endeavor, then automatically we will look at what is the best option and what is the most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to sit in these gatherings, come over and over, and then listen to the stories of Sahaba, listen to the stories of the Akabirin. Really, last week or last month we heard about the stories of Mulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, the Sheikh of Hazrat Akim Akhtar. And we should give our time for this. Hazrat mentioned on Friday night, you know, or last night in the Ashar, that certain people are mad men. They say, you're mad about your sports, you're mad about your clothing, you're mad about whatever, your holidays. We should be mad men, for mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was, they labeled the Sahaba, that they were mad, but they were mad in the love of Allah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why when their love became so much so, that they were willing to sacrifice their last bit for Allah. We know very famously, for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu, when he was in his throes of death, and another Sahabi, they asked him that, do you wish that you were now in your home, instead of being at the gallows and you're about to be now assassinated and killed, do you wish that you rather be at home, in the comfort of your home at this time? So he replied and he said, I do not wish that I be sitting in my home and a thorn pricks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love that they have. And alhamdulillah, by the mercy and the kindness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah allows us to sit in these Mubarak gatherings, which really gives life to our heart and give us that flavor and spirit, that maybe we feel the readiness and prepared that how can we give our life for Allah? How can it be that till our last breath it is for Allah? And I noticed this, I was telling our friends, alhamdulillah, we were with a jamaat here from Port Elizabeth, make dua, the sadis are going out for 4 months. Allah accept him. And this is only through the karam and fazl of our beloved Sheikh. May Allah give him jazai khair and keep his shadow over us for a long time and open up our hearts in these gatherings. And in these gatherings that where we sit here, how often is it that we should sit here and we ask ourselves, did I open up my heart? I say every time we go on a safar with Hazrat, and once I ask Hazrat that, sometimes you feel like maybe what you're going to learn on the next safar. And Allah inspires Hazrat, and he says that, Hazrat Akim Akhtar Rahmatullah Alayhi says, bhai, what did you achieve? Or chalo fir kya dekhenge? Go but further and you see what you find further then. What stages Allah will take you further? And once Hazrat mentioned it, do we open up our heart really before we sit in this gathering? Then after that, I said, okay, now we must start opening up our heart before we sit here. Then another time we sat with our beloved Hazrat, Hazrat said that, now open up your heart. Now did you empty your heart also? I said, subhanAllah. When did that thought come also now that we need to open up our heart and also empty out our heart? What I find, I conclude on this, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us sincerity and acceptance, that wherever we find in this effort of deen, whether it is in the khanka, whether it is in tabligh, whether it is in madrasa, those who are genuine and they're sincere, the first mindset and you see that they'll have is that it is a great kindness of Allah, and they continuously making shukr to Allah that Allah has allowed us. That's the first quality I find. And that's what I was sharing with our friends. And then the second thing I find in them, that they making dua and they tears. In fact, we were once in Raivin, and I was sitting with one Arab sheikh, about 75, 77 years old, maybe a little older. And I was asking him, oh uncle, at this age, why are you making such great sacrifices? And then he took my hand. And as he took my hand, tears started trickling down from his cheeks. And then he said, from his eyes down his cheeks. And then he said, that make dua that Allah grants me a death in this path. That should be our worry. Be grateful, be thankful to Allah that Allah has selected us from the millions and billions of people to be in the sweet, beautiful gatherings. These gatherings full of joy, mahabbat of Allah, ta'alluq of Allah, and make dua for myself and our beloved Hazrat and our ummah that we remain committed with istiqamah, steadfastness till our last breath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us die trying. SubhanAllah.